Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
So, instead of being a spiritual giant, you're a midget. And come on. Tell somebody he ain't talking to me. I'm just putting it out there for, you know, maybe live stream. Somebody's going to get it. Come on. Where you ought to be. Because you've not allowed. You've not yielded to the degree to allow that flow to number one, kill you. Jesus is a destroyer, as is the devil a destroyer. The devil comes to destroy stuff we don't want destroyed. But Jesus comes to destroy stuff that needs to be destroyed. Amen. So, it's a matter of yield. I tell people all the time, stop trying to get something all the time. I'm trying to get this. I'm trying to get God to. Stop trying to get God to do something and start receiving. Start yielding to what he has already done. Just what he's already done. Stop trying to get your birthday gift from me. Got my gift? I ain't getting you no gift. Let me give it to you. Hey, God said, let me give it to you. Stop trying to get it all the time. Amen. The image of God combines with others of his image to form a body or community. God wants a community of his image to rule and dominate and replenish the earth. As I said earlier, the word image is the same as the word character. Now, let's go a little further, because it's something about God's character, or the image that he initially made man in. The image of God, or the character God has, someone say, it has legal rights. It has legal rights to make demands on whatever God wants to create or make. The image of God, the character of God has legal. See, you got to understand about something about the courts of heaven. It's legal. God doesn't do stuff helter-skelter. Heaven is not all out of order. You know, they're not just letting anything go any kind of way and just, you know, trying to mop up stuff. No, heaven is perfect order. The cherubim, the seraphim, the elders, you know, all the angels, all the hosts, everything. There's no dust, no dirt up under the carpet there. You know, ain't nothing, ain't no grasses tripped over and stuff spilled on the floor. Now, everything in heaven is in order. Yes. And it's ruled by order. Yes. Spirit laws, principles. Amen. And that's how God rules. That kingdom on the inside of us should work from the inside to the outside of us, to where our life takes on a certain order. Well, you're not just everywhere all the time doing all kind of stuff, ain't finishing nothing. Running there, running here, running there, and confused. That's why I realize, sit yourself down. God's image, his character, has a legal right. You see, this is why the devil tries to get you to do stuff. I call it greasy grace. Dipping and dodging. Stuff jiving. God's grace. While you're doing that, the devil's up there trying to accuse you. Say, Lord, you can't give him that territory. You can't bless him like that. Look at what he's doing. Now, if you bless him, then you got to restore me. While you taking everything for granted and running around, just, oh, it's okay, because our judgment is not exercised speedily. So you just, you know, people out there just doing and yeah, you know, and praising and all. But see, all that stuff catch up with you. Because the devil is accusing you. And this is why you sometimes stay puny in the spirit realm. Because you're doing all that and you praying upon God's mercy all the time. And God is merciful. He's merciful to the unjust and the just. God will bless you even though you're not saved. God will bless you, but he's not going to honor you. You're not gonna be a mover and a shaker. You're not gonna be one people that are drawn to. He's not gonna give you a certain amount of influence when he knows you ain't got no character. He's not gonna do it. He'll love you. He's loving people right on into hell. And people call him cruel and mean, but no, God is love. Whether people are going to hell or going to heaven, God stays love. When he came into this reality, he was love. He is love. That's who he is. Whatever's going on, that don't change who God is. He is love. But you got, just like anybody else, you got to get on the right side. You know, my mom used to have what she called a list. And you mess up enough, she said, all right, you're on the list. Oh no, probably no. This, you ain't doing this, you ain't going there, you ain't doing this for a week. Lord Jesus. You did everything you could to stay off the list. Right. Well, you want to get on God's good side. Huh? This is what stunts our goals, not God. Stop blaming it on people. It's based upon your choices. What you allow, what you listen to, what you don't do, what you neglect, how you take it easy. Listen, he that loveth wine and pleasure shall not be rich. Somebody that always trying to get by. Don't really, you don't want something for free. Tell somebody right now, ain't nothing free. It might say free on it, but it ain't free. I was in Wingstop the other day. I was telling my wife, I like the lemon pepper every now and then, lightly salted. Cause y'all that go in there, you know they'll dump it on. And the lady convinced me to do a survey. So I said, all right. She said, you get a free order of French fries. I said, cool. I did the survey. And when the survey came up on my phone, it said, with your next purchase, you get a, I said, the devil is like, y'all tricked me. With your next purchase, I said, how are these free when I got to purchase something? See, it's costing me purchasing something. No more surveys.
Come on now.
See, now, if you become more and more the character of God, more and more your life is going to start affecting the environment, the atmosphere around you. Amen. I said, the more you do that, the more you allow the character of God to, I'll say, possess, to be upon you and live through you and allow that water, that river, the life to flow through you and to take over your mentality, where you start thinking and believing like a king. Amen. And not a pauper. Amen. The more you don't have to see it out there first, you got to see it here first. Listen, you don't need 10 people affirming stuff, because people can affirm things for you the rest of your life and you still not receive it. When Jesus was affirmed at the baptism of John, it says that there was a voice that said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. But guess what? One of the other gospels says it sounded like thunder. So there were some that heard the voice. And there were some that just sounded like thunder too. So everybody's not going to affirm you. Everybody's not going to believe in you. So guess what? You got to believe in yourself. You got to know it for yourself. Amen. Whether people like you or not, whether they say that about you or not, whether they affirm you or not,
Whether they lay hands on you and prophesy or not, you've been prophesied to by the Word of God. I am a king. Amen. You got to know that for yourself. Jesus said, it is written. Jesus said, it is written. And Jesus said, I say. Get out of the way, Mr. Devil. Guess what? That's when the devil fled. You can quote stuff that you heard and that is written, but until you become it. What do we mean? Until you believe it. Till it runs warm in your veins. Till you know that you are a king. You look in the mirror and say, look at that king. Get ready to go out here and dominate today. Get ready to go out here and rule today. Because I see the image of God. Stop thinking down on yourself. Stop looking down on yourself. Because somebody told you when you were growing up. Let God heal you of that. Get that purge out of your conscience. Get that purge out of your subconscious. All that stuff you went through when you were growing up. Guess what? You've been born again. You are a new creature now. Now get that mind in line. So you can see you as God sees you. When he gets enough of the remnant, believing that, guess what? Territory is going to be taken over. Cities are going to be renewed. Revival is going to break out. Nations going to turn to God. Amen. Somebody shout, I'm a king. Your adversary is not a king. He never graduated from being a prince. Princes only get authority from a king. I said they only get authority. They cannot. See, he's usurped. He was kicked out. Jesus said, I beheld Satan fall as lightning. Some historians and science, they don't say it, but some believe this. Do you know where is it? Some part of the world, they have huge craters, miles wide. Craters, big, deep craters. But in their study, geological studies, they find it wasn't something that large that hit. It was something small, the size of a bowling ball that actually hit the planet, but it was the magnitude by which it was moving that when it hit the planet, it caused that. And some think that the ice age started because you have dinosaurs that are fossils that are found where they still got food in their mouth, but something cataclysmic happened. I believe it might have been when Satan was cast out. When he hit the earth, like a bowling ball, it was cast in the darkness.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828. Fuck.